Welcome to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered. I'm your host, Tamil Jones. This is the platform to where we can discuss the ins and outs of everything gymnastics. We would like to thank our sponsors, Anchor, Gymnast United, Inc., Samity Divine Medicine, and Pope Counseling Center for supporting this podcast. We'll be reading from the 365-day devotional, Jesus Calling, Enjoying His Peace in His Presence by Sarah Young, just a portion of it. Stay on the high road with me. Many voices clamor your attention, trying to divert you to another path. But I have called you to walk ever so closely with me, soaking in my presence, living in my peace. This is my unique design for you, planned before the world began. Ephesians 2 and 10 says, "For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." So today we'll be talking about a great topic, which is trust. Trust is just a hard element and a part of life. Many of us have people that we know that we trust, and we also have people that have betrayed our trust. So today we're going to have a discussion just about elements of trust. And I just want you to really think about your loved ones that are really close to you, that you trust them pretty much with your life. Think about the ones that have betrayed you. So first of all, I just want to start off with the definition of trust, which is firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength from someone or something. So we're going to talk about two major elements of trust, with just going through that definition. The first two things that come at me is reliability and truth. So we're going to just start off talking about reliability, because I think it's really important. Out of the two, reliability and truth, I believe truth is the most important out of the two. So we're going to start off with just characteristics of reliability. So when you think of liability, you want to think about loyalty. Is that person faithful to you? Are they there when you need them? Also, security. Is that person someone that you feel protected with the information that you give them, or just sharing your life with them? Being dependable, you know, having someone that you can truly, you know, in your life that you can rely on. And with all those said, that's someone that definitely respects you, that's someone that you can share your goals and aspirations with. This person communicates with you, you know, on a weekly basis, or even every other day. You have some type of relationship that the communication is constant. So reliability, I want you to really think about that first element of trust, reliability. Who is in your life that is reliable with all the different characteristics that we just discussed? So we're going to take a short break. When we return, we're going to talk about the second element of trust, which is truth. So we'll return right after our sponsors. Someone that you are confiding in, you're sharing your deepest fears and vulnerabilities with. But this person should also be consistent in your life. This is someone that is, you know, you have a constant friendship with them. Welcome back to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered. I'm your host, Tamil Jones. And before the break, we talked about we're talking about two elements of trust. The first one was reliability, which was what we discussed before the break. And now we're going to talk about truth. And I think truth is so important. You know, especially to me personally, if you're not a truthful person, I will distance myself from you. So we're just going to talk about truth and some characteristics of truth. First of all, just being genuine, being comfortable in your own skin, being able to be totally honest, brutally honest, through the good, bad, and the ugly. Truth is a safe place. It's freeing. You're able to release and get things off of your chest. You know, being truthful is just a safe place to be within life. Just having that essence of honesty and truth. Being exposed. And that goes into, you know, being able to be the real you. Again, being genuine. You're willing to share it all. Once again, the good, bad, and the ugly. You're just brutally honest. Truth is reality. It's being in the present. It's being in the now. You know, this is also, when I think about reality, when it comes to friends that are truthful, you want a friend that will check you. You know, you want a friend that will be brutally honest and that will put you into place. Like, hey, you know, you need to be thinking about what's happening now, not in the past. You have that one friend or multiple friends that actually can check you back into reality with whatever you're going through with them. So I think truth is just important. I think, you know, once again, me personally, you have to be a truthful person if you're going to be around me, period. You know, I have been, you know, betrayed many of times by friends where, you know, I'm a Christian. I will pray for you. I will forgive you, but that doesn't mean that we are best friends again. I am the type that will distance myself. I will be cordial to you. I'll talk to you. If I see you in the grocery store, hello, how you doing? But we're not besties anymore because you betrayed me. And I'm the type of person that once you do something like that to me, I back away. I'm cordial, but I back away. So with the two elements of trust, reliability, and truth, just like within the definition of trust, are the two most important elements of trust. And I want you to just sit back today and just analyze your friends, analyze your family. Are they trustworthy? And then just think about those past relationships that you've had with people that have betrayed you. And make sure that you are aware of those red flags, especially when new people come into your life, that you know, hey, wait a minute, I'm not going to let them in fully into my space because I don't want drama. You know, I need trustworthy people around me. And this is something that you're going to go through the rest of your life. Just having friends, family, associates, coworkers, employees, any kind of situation that you're in, you're going to have to deal with trust. And then when it comes to being an athlete, you're going to have to trust your coach. And if you have any inkling of feeling that you don't, get a new coach. Because if you can't trust your coach, you're not going to get anywhere. You're not going to feel comfortable. You're not going to perform to the fullest of your ability. You know, you're not going to give 100% because the trust isn't there. So today is just a reflection of thinking about trust, reliability, and truth. We want to thank you once again for listening to us on a weekly basis. We love being able to bring different topics to you. Once again, we want to thank our sponsors, Anchor, Gymnasts United, Inc., Samity Divine Medicine, and Pope Counseling Center for supporting this podcast. There's so many different ways to support us here at the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered. You're welcome to give donations at www.anchor.fm/Gymnasts United, Inc. Or you can go to www.thegripcast.com, and you can even support us with purchasing gymnastics accessories by going to www.gymnastunitedstore.org. And if you didn't want to do those things, just share the podcast with your friends and family so you can share and discuss the topics that we have on a weekly basis. We truly appreciate you tuning in each and every week. If you need anything, just don't hesitate to reach out to us. You're welcome to send us an email at thegripcast@gmail.com. Once again, reflect on trust on today. Have a blessed day. And once again, thank you for listening to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered. Bye-bye.